Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Jeff Bagwell going old school in 15 minutes. My gosh, did he go old school? Good.
It was good stuff.
A really hard ass man. He's the man. Hard ass dude right there.
He's a great dude.
You got some takes on what the Astros should do. The most controversial topic right now with the roster. Jeff Bagwell going to weigh in on that in about 13 minutes. Also going to weigh in on Tony La Russa, as well as the MLB looking to crack down on foreign substances. So you don't want to miss Jeff Bagwell on behalf of the TriStar Collector Show coming up in a sec. Corn tickets. As well, right now they are 2-1 against David Culley. Culley looking to equal the series very shortly, so we'll find out if that's going to happen. But before we do, here is David Culley. The quote that had the internet going nuts, shout out to Paul Wall, yesterday. During his media availability, David Culley said this, and a lot of people around town started reacting.
Competition makes people better, and good players want to be better. And the quickest way and the best way to get that is with competition. And we've created that here. Because this time of year, it's not really about evaluation so much as it is about learning the system, learning about what our culture is, establishing what our culture is. And you know, quite frankly, we don't have what we call starters. Everybody works with everybody here. You know, everybody works with every group. And that's how you create that. So there's no feeling that this is his job or that's his job. The feeling is, it's everybody's job. Whoever the best person is for that particular position, that's going to be their job.
Okay, so they don't have any starters. You can react to that many ways. Competition is a good thing, but I don't know that not having any starters is necessarily a good representation of where an organization can be. You would like to have a few, but I do think he's not very far off when he says that. It did have a lot of people having a lot of different things to say about David Culley in the state of the Texans roster.
I don't like it, but he's not wrong. In a couple of places. Obviously, Tyrod Taylor's going to start, at least to start the season. And, you know, Justin Reed and a couple of others. But I don't like it. I hate the fact that the Houston Texans, at this point, don't really have any starters. Because that means you're just not good. You're not good enough to have anybody stand out. Even, you know, forget the Kansas City Chiefs or Tampa or the super elite teams. Just good teams, you know who their starting lineup, what their starting lineup is going to be. So it's sad, but it's also accurate, and that's what makes it even more sad.
Of all the signings that have been made by the Texans this offseason, I think one guy got a 3-year deal. That guy was brought up yesterday, and a lot of people roll their eyes at it. But I think this guy might actually be, like, one of the most important guys on the team. I mean, you've heard David Culley say, if we go 3-and-out, we're good. Well, what happens after 3? You punt. Mm-hmm. Cameron Johnston, by way of Philadelphia, is the punter for your Houston Texans.
3-year deal, baby.
And David Culley was asked by Aaron Wilson about Cameron Johnston.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about your punter, Cam Johnston. We saw some good hang time from him. What have you seen from him? What kind of motivated you guys to sign him and add him to I think probably one of your longer contracts where he did a 3-year deal where a lot of guys are on 1 or 2-year deals?
Well, you know, he's a young punter that's been in the league a few years that his upside is really, really good. He has a very strong leg. Frank and Sean studied him along with others throughout this process. And when he was available and we were able to have a chance to talk to him and have a chance to add him to the mix,
what?
We feel like we've added a guy with a lot of upside that would fit right in well here. And we're so happy to have him here because just like what you said, you see him out there. He can put that thing up there pretty good.
Did they sign Julio Jones? Did they trade for Julio Jones?
What is the upside?
They're talking about him like,
who's that?
First of all,
that's not
he. What is Aaron Wilson thinking? Second day of availability at OTAs. Like, hey, man, I want to talk about your punter. Good hang time there, bud. What are you doing?
You know Aaron's on his best behavior right now.
Well, of course he is, and he should be, but he's so good. What are you doing asking about the punter?
He's writing a punter article.
Why?
I don't know.
There were 50 new signings on this team, and you're writing about the one that got a 3-year deal.
He wants to know about Cam Johnston. He also asked Tyrod Taylor about Joe Flacco if they exchange letters.
Mm-hmm. Is Joe Flacco elite? I guess that's over.
You cracked yourself up with that one.
I did.
You?
I really liked my comment there.
You're proud of yourself.
I'm very proud.
Very proud of yourself. Mm-hmm. Korn is coming to town. They're going to the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion in September. I've been told by some of our music fans. We have a lot of music. We got some hip-hop fans. We got some country fans. We got some... I don't even want to say what kind of music Korn is because that pisses that group of people off. I don't know what to say. I would say rock, grunt. I don't know. But Korn is coming to town, and apparently Stained is going to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
I got scolded by a couple because I wasn't mentioning Stained. Apparently Stained deserves to be mentioned with Korn. So Stained is coming as well with Korn to the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion.
I'm not real familiar with Stained's work, I have to admit.
Yeah, I'm not either, but apparently they belong in the same category as Korn, so no disrespect. We got to see if David Culley can tie Korn. You just heard him talk about the punter and
the
upside.
He's
1-2. If he finishes the week tied with Korn, I think it would be a successful week for David Culley. So you just heard David Culley talk about the punter. Let's hear David Culley one more time talk about the punter and all the upside that comes with Cameron Johnston.
Well, you know, he's a young punter that's been in the league a few years that his upside is really, really good. He has a very strong leg. Frank and Sean studied him along with others throughout this process.
Okay.
And when he was available and we were able to have a chance to talk to him and have a chance to add him to the mix, we feel like we've added a guy with a lot of upside that would fit right in well here. And we're so happy to have him here because just like what you said, you see him out there. He can put that thing up there pretty good.
Okay. All right. So that might be the most in-depth scouting report I've gotten.
Again, I thought it might have been they traded for Julio Jones.
I feel like he's got a very good chance to equal things with Korn, but let's hear from Korn right now.
Okay.
What makes more sense, that punter scouter report from David Culley or Korn? You can tell what he's trying to say there. Yeah, he's what? Basically saying, why you talking about me? And then the guy in the background's like screaming and he's talking about it. So there's like something that he doesn't want to hear. Like Korn whisperer. Listen back to
okay,
it.
I got
so
you.
He's basically like when he's doing like the don't, he's basically saying, why you talking about me? Why you talking that noise? And then there's a noise in the background. See, watch. See?
Okay.
Yeah, so he's basically saying, quit the noise, quit talking about me, and that screaming is like the noise.
Yeah.
I think Korn wins this one.
Close.
I got to give this one to
I'm going to have to give it to Korn based on Aaron Wilson's question more than anything, even talking about the punter.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
713-572-4610 if you want to win Korn tickets. Korn is coming to the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. They are coming in September. Stained is going to be with them. If you want to win those tickets, 713-572-4610. This is Stained. If you want to
so it's Korn
win those
Stained
tickets, caller number 9, you're going to win the tickets to see Korn and Stain.
Korn Stain.
That's not Nickelback? That's Stained?
This Stain.
Okay. Why does Nickelback get this made fun of as Stain so far away?
What is what?
This sounds like Nickelback.
It does.
Why does Nickelback get so made fun of, but Stained is like edgy?
Well, people know Nickelback.
Ignore that, please. We're trying to give people some tickets. Don't minimize Born. The tickets. What are you doing?
Korn is huge.
Yeah, but Stain's going to be there too.
Okay.
This video got 3 million views.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, they got a lot of relatives.
Getting a lot of people upset with this music. Between me talking about ZZ Top and Led
Who?
Zeppelin and
okay,
you talking about Korn.
Stained.
A lot of angry ass.
I like Korn.
Let me just put it this way.
I know they're huge.
It's a lot of angry ass white people right now. One of the best Astros of all time, one of the best baseball minds, Jeff Bagwell, joins the show. And he's got old school thoughts as well as thoughts as to how the Astros should handle one of the biggest obstacles in their way when it comes to roster decisions. Jeff Bagwell on behalf of TriStar next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
TriStar Collector's Show is back. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
We're getting back to normal. We got fans in the stands at the Juice Box. We got the TriStar Collector's Show coming back to NRG Park starting today. Jeff Bagwell is going to be out there, among others, signing autographs. So a chance to always get some elite collector's items. And I'm assuming that the deals are going to be even better than they usually are. You can go there with $5 in your pocket. You can go there with hundreds, and you're going to leave with something pretty cool. And I'm assuming the deals are going to be better because they did have that 1 week, 1 year break, I should say, from it. So get your ass out there to the to NRG Park and go to the TriStar Collector Show. And you could see Jeff Bagwell, who's about to join us right now. Jeff Bagwell going to be out there, a chance to meet him. Let's start talking about the situation in front of the Astros. And you could be in much worse positions than having to send a guy down to the minors that's pitching as well as he is. But John Lopez believes, I believe, Luis Garcia should stay in the big leagues. But who gives a damn what we think? Let's hear from the legend himself, Jeff Bagwell. What does he think James Click and company should do with Luis Garcia?
Yeah, it's a good question. and he's getting better, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, at this particular second, we have kind of a surplus of starters. So the trick is how do we figure out who's going to be our best starters and how do we get to the ninth inning? So you're probably going to have to be creative some way. And I don't know if it's Luis Garcia. We're trying it with Javier to kind of bridge that gap to get to Presley. So however we decide our guy's worth, I guess, is what we'll see. I think we have an off day coming up in Boston maybe. So we'll see how that plays out.
Jeff, one of my favorite things when I was covering that clubhouse that you were in on a daily, relatively daily basis, was talking to you about just baseball in general. I love your insight on those kinds of things, not necessarily the game at hand. So I thought of you when the Tony La Russa stuff happened, and I really, really thought, you know who's going to have a great opinion on this is one Jeff Bagwell. What were your thoughts?
Well, I understand where Tony's coming from as far as the 3-0. The 3-0 don't swing when you're up by a lot, and I certainly agree with that. You know, part of that deal is kind of tough for a player because, like, Tatis did it, I think, last year. Hit a home run on it when they were up by a lot. But, you know, you battle your way to get to 3-0, and then you got to shut it down. But those are the rules of the game. As I would like to say, the unwritten rules were, you know, if you're up by a lot, you just, you know, you don't swing. But then you take a position player and you put him in a game, and that is it's almost 90% a lose-lose situation because you're not expected – you're probably expected to get a hit by most, but you're in a situation where a guy's just kind of flipping it up there trying to get the game over with, and there's really not that much competition that goes into that. So what do you do when a guy swings at a 3-0 pitch from a guy throwing, 40-something miles an hour?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can look at it either way. I think the bottom line is Tony said that they gave him the take sign. And if they gave him the take sign, then he has to take. As far as the unwritten rule part, you know, once a player, I mean, you almost go into your softball stance in that situation when you got a position player because it's hard to concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see the kid swinging, but if Tony gave him the don't swing, then he can't swing.
What about the after the fact, how Tony really, I mean, to say the least, did not have his guys back?
Yeah, I understand that, but I think he was trying to send an overall message,
mm-hmm.
saying this is how the way we do things around here. We respect the competition. We respect the other team. And, you know, if the manager tells you not to swing, then you don't swing. And you should know better by that, probably, to not swing. So it's kind of a tricky one, John. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am old school. You know how that goes. Game has changed a lot on that front. But at the end of the day, you're going to get the same ethos, the 3-1, if it's a strike. So I might as well take it.
On the unwritten rules, I don't mean to harp on this, but it's interesting to me. I mean, tossing your bat in the air after a home run, it was an unwritten rule, and it's now pretty much accepted. And what's your stance on just these so-called unwritten rules in general and how they're evolving?
Well, I believe in them. I believe in a lot of them. I don't, you know, I see bat flip. A lot of things changed for me in the 17 World Series when you saw both teams doing it. So I was like, screw it. Okay, you know, I can handle it if both teams are doing it, and that's the way they want to play. But what I see nowadays is everybody's pimping home runs. This kid Arroyo hit a home run against us yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's doing a stutter step around third base, and it was his first home run. I got no time for that. You know, act like you've been there before. I'm not a big fan of that. You know, you do Tatis where you hit a 3-run homer to tie the game and you want to sit there and watch it. I can handle that. You know, that's a big situation and that's a big and emotional thing. If you want to do stuff like that, I can handle that. But you're in the third inning, you know, pimping home runs. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And then you're going to come up and strike out the next three times up. I mean, I don't get that. I'm not a big fan of that. But the game has changed. Nobody pitches in. If you're a hitter, you're never nervous. Everybody does is pitch away. So in case you throw a ball in at all, people are staring back out at the mound. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, but it's the way it's going. I don't like it like that. Like I said, you hit a home run that matters. I can understand doing a little bit, but certainly not what they do now.
Talking to Jeff Bagwell on behalf of TriStar. He's going to be signing autographs out there. The return of the TriStar Collector Show out there to NRG Park. What about the MLB? It looks like they're going to try to crack down on sticky substances with pitchers. I'm laughing too, Jeff, because, you know, you hear a lot when it comes to, you know, cheating and stuff like that. Like, they turn the other cheek. You hear it with steroids. You hear it with cameras and all that. They literally look the other way when it comes to sticky substances, and now all of a sudden they're going to crack down on it. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, well, I'm not that educated on what they're doing to their sticky substances now. You know, for 120 years, people have been using pine tar and rosin together. And the general feeling was, I'd rather have them use that than have a slippery ball hit me in the head. Does it make that much of a difference? I don't know. Now with the big, you know, thing about spin rate, they're saying that you get more spin because the ball's tackier. Maybe that's true. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I know a lot of guys, and obviously Major League Baseball is making a big deal out of it now. I don't know if that's the answer for the more spin rate, but maybe it is. Either way, they can do whatever they want as far as Major League Baseball is to try and do it. And in general, I would imagine they'll find a way to use whatever they have to make the ball a little bit stickier.
Before we let you go here, Jeff, you've been a part of teams that had some very big deals. Randy Johnson in season, Moises Alou, yeah. Jeff Kent. Do the Astros need to make a big deal to get to that last step?
You know, I don't know. You know, I don't think anybody in baseball is a dominating team. You know, we've played the Dodgers. We've played the Padres, played the Yankees. I don't think any team is so far ahead that you can't catch them. We need to do whatever we need to do in order for us to get 27 outs, whatever that means, whether it's better base running, better defense, better starters, better relievers, whatever it is to do, we got to get 27 outs, a clean 27 outs, and we'll be fine. And whatever that takes for us to do that, I don't know if there's a deal out there that you can go, oh, we got this guy where, you know, this puts us over the top. I don't know if that deal is out there. I think it's a little too early to tell.
Jeff Bagwell on behalf of TriStar Collectors Show this week, and he's going to be out there signing. Jeff, always a pleasure talking to you, picking that brain. Could do it all day, but we only got such little time. Appreciate you as always, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
All right, it's Jeff Bagwell on behalf of the TriStar Collectors Show back in town. Thank God things are returning normal. Answer your own question here, OG.
Mm-hmm.
Does James Click need to do something? What does James Click need to do? I really don't think so.
I do. I don't, but the reason I worded that question the way I did, I don't think they need a huge deal. You know, Randy Johnson.
What do you want, a new center fielder?
In 97, I could use an outfielder. I could use a reliever, a good, strong reliever that's a veteran that has been in the postseason, something along those lines. Now, it might be Luis Garcia, but I definitely could use an outfielder and a reliever.
Here's what I think James Clegg needs. He needs these pitchers to keep pitching the way they are. He needs this lineup to do what it can do. I think naturally the bullpen will get better, and I also think that he needs to, on Sunday, he needs to go to church. That's what James Clegg needs to do. He needs to go to church. He doesn't need to make a major move, but he just needs to go to church.
Well, explain yourself.
That's all James Clegg needs. Go to church. It's a good thing to do.
Well, of course it is, but I'm wondering why you're going there now.
When he goes to church, he needs to drop to his knees, and he needs to say, Heavenly Father, please don't let any American League contenders or the Dodgers trade for Max Scherzer. Let Max Scherzer stay in Washington. Don't let him go to the Yankees, Lord. Don't let him go to the White Sox, Lord. Don't let him go to the A's, Lord. Don't let him go to the Red Sox, Lord. Lord, please, do not let Max Scherzer go to another AL contender or the Dodgers. Amen.
That is a great point. It's not about like what you got as much as what's in front of you sometimes, right? And that's happened.
Put Max Scherzer in New York with Garrett Cole.
Good gravy. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be something.
Can't even think about that.
No. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you know, you can't get him. You just gotta hope no one gets him.
Nobody. You want like a lower tier team that's trying to make like
push. It's gonna be a contender.
I'm talking like a team that's like making a wild card push and maybe can still miss the wild card. You don't want like one of these dogs to just go out there and get Max Scherzer. Yeah. I think that's the prayer. I think that is the click prayer.
That is that. That's a that. I'm with you now. I didn't know where you were going with that, with the going to church thing, but that's a great point.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Coming up, let's get a little think tank going. And speaking of thoughts, there's a guy that has been very grumpy recently, and I think we have diagnosed what the problem is.
Yep.
And it's all your fault, Cal. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry
Locker. When we come
Locker.
Back next week, when we're allowed to come out for an OTA, I'm told there might be an offense out here as well. And if you want to know what Tyrod Taylor says as the new starting quarterback, oops, they haven't made him available, even though we've been requesting him for 3 months. We'll try to get more information and hopefully more rosters that actually have the numbers with the names.
All right.
Yeah, he was exercised.
That's John McClain right there.
Oops.
He's been in a grumpy mood. I think a lot of Texans fans have been in grumpy mood with the way things are right now, with where you thought you were with Deshaun Watson to where you are now. But I do think there's like a deeper meaning with John McClain. Speaking of thoughts, 713-572-4610. We'll fire up the weekend think tank shortly. I think John McClain, with where he's at, there are very few people. There are a lot of media types who think they're at that level, but there are very few who actually are.
Yes.
The face of a city, no matter where you are, they know who John McClain is. When I was in Cleveland, they knew who John McClain was. People in Dallas know who John McClain is. Nashville, he's a big deal. Denver, you go anywhere, they know who John McClain is. When you say Houston football, that's the first guy that they bring up.
Sure.
So he's built that type of thing. And when you've that following, that reputation, when you get to that point, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a CEO, whatever, you want to leave on your terms. And you want to leave at the best time possible. And I think part of the grumpiness with John McClain, although let's be honest, he's been known to be grumpy even before this, because and that's why we love him, and that's why it's always entertaining when he's on with us, courtesy of Horn Solutions. But I think part of the grumpiness with John McClain, to where you can just see it, to where he felt the need when he talked to Tyrod Taylor yesterday to let him know that he wasn't happy that this was the first time that he'd spoken to him.
Tyrod, since this is the first time we've had been on with you, can you kind of update us on, you know, why you came to the Texans, what it's like working with Cully and Hamilton again?
Now, you could have just asked that question anyways. It still would have been a good one. But he wanted to make it clear he's
salty.
I think John McClain truly believed, and Houston football means a lot to him. And he has endured the heartbreaks of the Oilers not being able to get past the Steelers. He endured the heartbreaks of the Frank Reich comeback with the Oilers leaving to Tennessee. He endured a lot of heartbreaks. The Texans, some of the good Texans teams that got bit by the injury bug. I think John McClain truly believed when Deshaun Watson got here in 2017 that he was going to be able to ride off into the sunset after covering a Super Bowl in Houston. I truly believe that, and I think now, as John McClain, who knows how much longer he does, he might do it for 20 more years. Mm-hmm. I feel like that hope that John McClain had has just been crushed by the incompetence of King Bill, Jack Easterby, and I think to a certain point, Cal McNair as well. And I think it just has the old man grumpy.
I couldn't agree more. I'm to the point where not only do I truly believe it, I can probably tell you I know it. You know, I mean, he hadn't told me that because, you know, it's not something you announce. But John McClain had what he had been waiting for his entire career. Keep in mind, it was either 1978 or 79. I think it was 1978. He first covered an NFL team in Houston. 1978. And I was in high school. Put it that way. And I can actually relate to what he's talking about, what we're talking about here as well. John McClain finally had the guy that could win a Super Bowl. Warren Moon was here. Didn't happen. You know, Steve McNair was here. They left. Dan Pastorini was here with Earl Campbell. Didn't happen. And finally got, you know, Deshaun Watson. And I can relate to a lesser degree. John McClain can see the finish line closing fast. I can see it, on, you know, in the distance. You know, and we're just being honest here. And I, you know, he's in his mid to late 60s, and who knows how much longer you're going to do it. You get angry. I get angry. I've been angry about them screwing up the Deshaun Watson, I guess tenure, because it wasn't an era per se. I get really upset. I tell fans all the time it's okay to demand more, because in the blink of an eye, I'm telling you, not to get too sappy here, but in the blink of an eye, you're going to be walking your daughter down the aisle like I did.
Okay, Kenny Chesney.
Because it seemed like just 2 days ago, I was holding her little hand and she was 3 years old and we were playing in the front yard. And then you blink your eyes and you're walking her down the aisle. John McClain blinked his eyes and he's having to start all over again. I can relate to that.
Mushy on me.
I'm just illustrating the point.
The other thing is, I think about John McClain is it's not just self-serving. I think he would like to go out covering a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he cares about Houston, man. Like he wants the Super Bowl for the fans that have suffered as much if not more than him. I mean, when this city hosts a Super Bowl and you're at the convention center, Radio Row and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would think John McClain's hosting people at his house. The dude's, like, cleaning up trash in the cafeteria, stumbling to the trash can because he's trying to, like, make it as presentable as possible.
Right. No, you're right.
He's going to get grumpier and grumpier as this thing goes on, too.
At the Super Bowl, the last two Super Bowls here, John McClain was kind of the advisor on the media party and the Radio Row and the week's events. The NFL spoke to him about it. Can you imagine if we were at, it's not going to happen, this coming season's Radio Row. The people, the radio stations, that includes us, but especially the beat writers of one of the teams that's in the game, walks through that place and is almost like a god, because everybody wants a piece of him. Everybody wants to talk to him. He's on all the networks. He's on all these other things. I mean, John McClain already is that. Can you imagine if he had a Houston team in the Super Bowl and he's walking through Radio Row?
He'd be pumped.
Yeah.
Be absolutely pumped. Think Tank, 713-572-4610 to get in. Start your statement with, I think that. Speaking of thoughts, on the text line, 9631 says he does not believe Deshaun Watson would have ever won a Super Bowl in Houston, and I don't believe he'll ever win one for any other team. Okay, that's an that's a opinion, which I can respect. However, he says he does not have the competitive edge that winners have, and that's just my opinion. I don't know how you're measuring that, but it is your opinion.
I mean, he's won a championship, a very difficult championship at the highest level of college football.
High school and college.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about Clemson. So I don't know where you're coming with that, but okay.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that I'm only 29, and even I'm fed up as hell with the Texans. I can only imagine that old-timer.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that if we kept Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook, we'd probably be in the playoffs right now.
How's that going to work? You mean either or both? How would that work?
You can't. Oh, you can't. That's right. Yeah.
That makes much sense.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah. You traded one for the other.
I'll be honest with you. This all isn't adding up to me. None of it makes any sense.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think the Astros could benefit from more slap hitters like Miles Straw and fewer batters swinging for launch angles.
He wants more Miles Straw.
Miles Straw.
I thought that was baseball Ocho. I thought that was high school football baseball Ocho. Ocho just called in and said that he wants
slap hitters.
More Miles Straws.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take a good slap hitter, but not Miles Straw.
Ocho's got to step up his game.
Jeez, Ocho. Yeah. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think it's wetter outside than most of my girlfriends.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think the Astros will do fine. I think the bullpen will correct itself.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, the starters can make it better. That's cool. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that when you go on vacation and drink beer for 6 days straight and then come back to the gym, it's hell, Vato.
6 days straight?
That would be hell.
I can't do that anymore.
That's a lot of beer.
That's a lot of beer.
That's a lot of drink.
Let's be honest. That guy's drinking like three and then passing out. Let's be honest. you can tell by a man's voice. That's three Keystone Lights.
No, that guy can throw him down.
What do you think he's throwing down?
That guy, right?
12-pack.
I know what you're going to say.
No, I'm saying, what kind of beer do you think he likes?
What do you think he likes?
Me?
Yeah.
Budweiser. Bud Heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're going to say because he has the Hispanic accent, but he also has a little country. I would say Bud Heavy.
I think
Bud Heavy or Yellow Bellies.
Yeah, I think I want you to call back.
I'm saying Bud Heavy or Yellow Bellies.
I'm saying Coors, regular Coors, too.
All right, we need you to call back and tell us. Ricky, you have a guess?
I'm going to say Heineken.
I think Heineken.
Yeah. I think he doesn't know his beer.
Or Lone Star.
I don't.
Lone Star is on the table as well.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think the guy that called in about Miles Straw needs to quit drinking so early in the morning.
That's Ocho. He's Ocho. Delivering with Frito-Lay, too. Hopefully he's not driving. Good gosh.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
I think that Ron the Show usually sounds whiter than Clint Sterner.
If I had a nickel, all the people that tell me.
RC?
That's it. Race car! Do we?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've had a lot of people ask me if Clint was black.
Really?
I never understood that.
You had some idea?
Some people thought he was.
Nah, I never thought that.
Yeah.
I never thought that either.
Yeah.
Well, have you had anyone ask you if Ron's white?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
No.
Yeah,
whistle around the neck, toes in the turf,
that's
man.
Black?
We got to go work.
I'm not saying I think it. I'm saying I've had a lot of people ask me.
Play a Clint Sterner clip.
In some way, shape, or form, how the ball jumps off his hand.
What?
I know you're watching the same film I watched.
What?
Come on now. We're going to talk about that pigskin.
Now play a Ron. Play a Hughley.
Oh, yeah. We got to be disciplined.
Come on now. There's nothing white about that. I mean, black
I'm
about that.
I'm just telling you, I've had a lot of people ask me, and Figgy said he has too.
All right.
And I have to give credit to Landry.
No, I don't agree with that caller at all. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, I think that everybody keeps on ragging the Texans about not going to the Super Bowl or whatever. Look, it took the Pittsburgh Steelers 43 years to win one Super Bowl. Give me a damn break.
This sounds like a new season ticket holder. This sounds like a new season ticket holder to me.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Here's Texans Radio, Mark Vandermeer, and John Harris.
I can't wait for Tony to get out to Nuff Said, by the way.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Tony to get out to Nuff Said.
It's going
to
be fun.
Oh, God. I cannot wait for tailgating with Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony better come out there and tailgate.
Oh, yeah.
She better.
Oh, yeah.
I know. She'll maximize her experience. That sounds like a new season ticket holder. Tony jumped right on the opportunity to get on that list. And I'm happy for Tony. I'm very happy for Tony. Stay loyal, Tony. Enjoy the time. Keep fighting the fight. You're on the think tank. Go.
Man, I think it's a great Friday for two reasons.
Uh-oh.
Because we finally are talking about a smart quarterback. Because we know what happened with Deshaun's debacle. He missed the smart part on the tough, smart, dependable. And the second reason it's a great Friday, I'm going to smoke a fatty.
Dude's always smoking. I got to see, this is the other thing. I got a problem. I got a problem with my man there. And I know he's a big, loophole, but I got a problem with my man there.
What's that?
I don't think he only smokes fatties on Friday. It's like the 420 philosophy. Like these potheads will hit you up on 420. Hey man, you want to smoke? You know what they said to me on 419? Hey man,
exactly.
Want to smoke?
Exactly.
I don't think that guy only smokes fatties on Friday.
I think you are correct.
All right, redeem yourself, Ocho, with that terrible take.
I think you MFers need to understand that I was not endorsing Miles Straw just being a slap hitter.
Okay, so he just wants more. He wants more guys slap hitters, not like Miles Straw, but like slap. All right, redeemed. Baseball Ocho title back. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the real gas shortage will start as soon as it stops raining and all Texans mow their grass.
Mow the grass.
Oh, that's going to use a lot of gas.
By the way, what is the line? I wanted to ask you this because you live in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about doing this, but I live in an apartment complex, but there are condos around the apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
What is the etiquette for me as someone who likes my neighborhood and I take pride in it looking nice to knocking on someone's door and saying, hey, y'all mind mowing that? It's making the neighborhood
look
bad.
That's a tough one, man.
Because in a neighborhood like yours, you can just you could probably just say it nicely or offer to mow. Where is the line in the sand for me to just knock on the door and say, hey, sir, you mind mowing that? You're making us look bad.
I agree with you, and it's a really tough call. The way I would approach it is kind of play dumb and say, hey, has your building not mowed this in a while? You know, act like it was like someone else's responsibility. You know, just say, how come your building hasn't mowed out here in a while? How come the owner hasn't mowed in a while? And they say, no, that's actually mine. Oh, and then they'll get the message that they need to mow. You know what I mean?
But some won't.
No, but at least you'll send the message that way. And by the way, etiquette on mowing, we talked about this. No earlier than 8 a.m. on a Saturday or 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
I don't know. I feel like in a neighborhood it's 7. I feel like in a neighborhood it's 7.
And during the week, because there's a lot of working crews and stuff like that.
I feel like it's 7 in a neighborhood.
No. In a neighborhood, 8 a.m. on a Saturday, 9 a.m. on a Sunday is the rule.
3876 on the text line says he thought I was black.
Really?
Before.
That got to be a lie,
man. That's
got to
be one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. Yeah, come on, man. Good gosh. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think John McLean is like LeBron James. They think they're really good, but they're old and overrated.
Is that a shot at McLean or LeBron?
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think y'all need to have a regular segment with Jeff Bagwell because that man can talk some baseball.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he can.
I mean, that's old school, new school, grasp of everything.
Yep.
Just perfection. Inside. That's what Jeff Bagwell is. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
All right.
What do you drink? What do you drink? Because I said Bud Heavy or Yellow Belly.
I said Coors, regular, Yellow Belly, or Lone Star.
Figgy said Heineken.
Well, first of all, I don't even know what the hell a Yellow Belly is.
That's Coors, regular Coors.
Hey, well, look, Lopez, I'm not in your class, dude. You're the OG. Them Coors Light people, man, and Coors, y'all high-dollar people over. I'm just low-down Mexican over here, bro. I drink Bud Light, Modelo, or Corona. But
all right.
I'm in the diet, you got to drink a little Bud Light, and I try not to drink a lot of it, but hey, on vacation, you get on that boat and you just, hey man, you just, you know, you chill.
You throw them back, man.
First of all, dude.
You throw them back.
Modelo and Corona are more than Coors Light.
This is true.
He tries, like, if you're going to call out Lopez for being bougie, don't be bougier by saying you're getting Modelo and Corona.
He was on
That's
that
more
boat.
Expensive
he
than
was throwing them back,
Coors
baby.
Light.
Throwing them back.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that if you think that deep dish is not pizza, then you just don't want to be happy.
It's lasagna.
Thank you very much.
Deep dish pizza is lasagna.
Order a bunch of pizzas.
Deep dish is lasagna.
No, it's a great pizza from Chicago and based in Chicago, originating, whatever you want to call it, and it's great.
8166 says he thought Figgy was Asian.
Race car!
stay away from that quickly. You're on the think tank. Go.
Landry, I think that I do smoke fatties every day.
See, I told you. That's my guy right there. I'm not
the weed.
Yeah, I can promise you that. You got the final word on the think tank. Go ahead.
Chiefs are going 20-0. Mahomes is not getting sacked all year. Let's go, Chiefs.
Where is this, like, Chiefs going 20-0 coming from?
I don't know.
I think they could run the table in the division, but where does this start?
I guess because of the 17-game schedule, it's just a nice, cool thing to say, 20-0.
Whatever. Give me a break.
Landon Mahomes Walker, mentioned it, too.
John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Yeah, I've got all kinds of takes about the voices of Clinton Rana. Nuts. Let's go around the NFL. A former Texans employee could impact one of the most entertaining things that happens each year. Round the league next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.